Southfield reporting. A Navy Board of Inquiry will begin an investigation today into the crash of a Navy jet trainer shortly after takeoff from Andrews yesterday. It crashed on the Beltway at the height of the rush hour, set three vehicles afire. Both occupants of the plane escaped. Five motorists were hurt. Washington, D.C. transit officials still won't guess when they'll have full bus service restored. Almost 100 runs have been eliminated by the company. Annapolis, guesses from the Maryland State Capitol say the General Assembly will abolish the state's 300-year-old law barring marriages between persons of different races, probably this week. Fort Meade, four persons killed on Maryland highways in the past 24 hours, the latest victim, a Fort Meade soldier. Valley Lee, Maryland, a two-year-old boy killed early today when fire swept through his home in St. Mary's County. Hong Kong, reports of new resistance to Communist Party boss Mao Zedong in Red China's Sinkiang province. Saigon, two Americans wounded in explosions and fires touched off at a U.S. ammunition dump by communist infiltrators. Finally, the WPGC serviceman salute for PFC George Mobley of Silver Spring.